Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. You may be able to ditch your masks starting next Tuesday. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says the state is changing its guidance about face coverings for people who've gotten their shots.
Fully vaccinated people can resume everyday activities without wearing a mask, except in a few limited settings. Individuals who are not fully vaccinated must continue to wear masks in indoor public settings.
And everyone still will be required to wear masks on public transportation, at airports, train stations, bus stations, inside schools, childcare facilities, as well as at healthcare facilities, homeless shelters, and jails and prisons. These are state recommendations. The final decision about mask mandates in workplaces, including stores and supermarkets, will be made by Cal OSHA, which meets later today.
Business groups are talking about the OSHA decision. California Hotel and Lodging Association says it wants OSHA to relax the rules.
That would allow guests who've been fully vaccinated and hotel staff to go maskless. But Lynn Moorfeld, president and CEO of the group, tells KNX In Depth he understands what the next problem will be. How does someone prove they're vaccinated?
I think that cuts both ways. I think that, you know, the businesses there's a privacy issue in HIPAA in terms of collecting that data from the employees. And on the guest side, you're not going to know that, and we're not going to be able to collect that in the great state of California.
He says hotel staff and workers should still have the option of wearing masks to help them feel safer, just in case a guest claims to be vaccinated but isn't. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Declaring COVID is essentially over, L.A. Councilman and mayoral candidate Joe Buscaino moves to resume enforcement of the city's daytime camping ban.
The CDC says clearing encampments can cause people to disperse throughout the community and increase the potential for infectious disease spread. Buscaino points out the economy is set to fully reopen next week and argues it's time to rescind the suspension of enforcement of the daytime camping ban, which is something LAPD Chief Michael Moore wants as well.
There's no reason not to clean our sidewalks. We are in a public health emergency.
Buscaino tried to make the lifting of the enforcement moratorium part of the vote on extending the local emergency that was declared last year due to the pandemic. It was explained to him that those are separate matters.
We have a Brown Act issue that's all it's agendized is the declaration of emergency and not instructions about how we will exercise the powers under that declaration of emergency.
The council voted to extend the local emergency, and Buscaino introduced a separate motion calling for an end to the moratorium on enforcing the daytime camping ban. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County Sheriff Alex Villanuevas responded to the call by the County Democratic Party that he resign.
So if the elites of the party want to see me resign, one, you're going to be disappointed. I'm not going anywhere.
He says the views of elite Democrats don't represent the views of the people of LA County. The party supported him in 2018, that election, but now says he should resign because he hasn't controlled what it says are long-standing problems with the department. Cal State's L.A. political science professor Rafe Sunshine tells KNX it's not surprising because the sheriff has moved away from issues favored by progressives who once supported him.
There was even talk about calling on him to resign last year, but it didn't reach the 60% threshold that they needed to pass that. This one got 91%.
Sunshine says he doesn't think this will have a major impact on Villanueva's reelection chances next year.
The Rose Bowl is facing some tough financial times, needing a projected, $26 million over the next 5 years to just cover debt obligations.
In order for the nearly 100-year-old stadium to stay viable and competitive, Rose Bowl CEO and general manager Daryl Dunn says they invested $180 million for its future a number of years ago.
As part of that, we extended our lease agreements with UCLA and the Term of Roses to provide that long-term stability of having anchor tenants.
And with it comes significant debt. Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo says since the city owns the stadium, it will be using reserves to cover this year's $12.5 million bond payment.
You know, the sooner we can move away from using the reserves to cover the debt, the better off we'll all be.
He says they anticipated lean years, but not the pandemic. They're now looking at more than 90 projects that could help generate revenue for the stadium. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
309, the DEA says it's made a dent in a large gang-led drug smuggling operation in the Inland Empire.
Federal and local cops here in Riverside picked up a dozen people very early this morning, all accused in a grand jury indictment of being a part of the Mexican Mafia's efforts to get drugs, methamphetamine specifically, into the U.S. and distribute it here, and of flooding the border with those drug crossing attempts because the pandemic has made it more difficult.
They'll flood the border with multiple vehicles coming through. Some's going to get caught. A lot of it's going to get through.
With the arrests, they also picked up over 150 pounds of meth. Riverside's police chief says an amount in a drug seizure that used to be unimaginable.
That you would have won an award for when I was a patrol officer. A pound or two off of a traffic stop.
The grand jury indictment in this drug case names 19 people. Three were already in custody. Four remain fugitives. In Riverside, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.